Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We got to two lines down, I think, right? We got there? Are we Lamed Beis, though? See, we're Lamed Gimel, yeah. So two lines down, Amar Mar. So we said yesterday's daf, Yachal Yadjenu B'mamun. There's a half a minute to think that a person should be Mahadir, an older person, a wise person with money. Tamalomer, Takum V'Hadarta. Connecting standing to showing Hidr. Makima. Shein bo chesun kis, just like standing doesn't have any loss of money, so af hider shein bo chesun kis. So too the type of hider, the honor that one shows, also doesn't have any chesun kis. So Gemara says the kima less be chesun kis, standing up doesn't have any loss of money. Milo askina and the kanakim marginisa. We're not dealing with a case where a person is kind of like what do they call the diamond cutters, I guess? That hadahachi vahachi kam mekame batim lachto. He's doing a very, very expensive, highly paid job, and he's in the middle of doing fixing the diamonds, and someone walks by, a tamar chacham, a zakin, he stands up. Those few seconds, he actually loses money. So there is a case where there is kima, where there is a chesron kis. So just like kima can amount to a chesron kis, so to the hider should be a chesron kis. Maybe you should give money to an older person, throw money at him as he walks by. So El Gmar says, Akish Kima Lehidr. No other direction. Kima is going to be connected to Hidr, meaning, Ma Hidr Shein Bo Bittel. Just like Hidr has no Bittel Malacha, why not? If you look at Rashi, Ma Hidr Shein Bo Bittel Malacha, De Ein Lashon Hidr El Nishyas Panim. The word Hidr means to just lift your face, show some level of recognition, acknowledgement. Obe Mamon, Obe Chavadvar, meaning you throw some money at them or you just say something nice. And that's certainly, if a person's walking by, a person's able to do the diamond cutting and just lift his face up or say a nice thing, that's very easy. The Ein Mibashmo Bittu Malacha. Hidr does not encompass any level of Bittu Malacha. So too, the Gemara says, Ma Hidr, Shein Bo Bittu, Af Kima, Shein Bo Bittu. So too, we're talking about standing where there is no Bittu. But if it's a situation where a person would be Bittu from Malacha, like a diamond cutter, then he shouldn't stand up. There is no obligation at that time. And then now we have the other direction. So once we've established that there's no bittel during the kima, so then akishnami hider lakima. So now hider is connected to kima. Ma kima shein bo chesun kis. Just like a person stands, he's not losing any money. So af hider shein bo chesun kis. So too the type of hider that he shows doesn't entail any type of loss of money, and it only means that a person should show hider lifting his face, but doesn't have to pay any money to be mahadir the zakin. Mikan Amu, from here we say, from here we learn, Ein Bali Umanios Rashain Lamun Bibnei Tamidi Chachamim Bishah Shosim Biblachtan. A person who's working for somebody else is not allowed to stand while he's working. If he's doing his job and a Tamar Chacham walks by, he cannot be Mevata from the Malacha for just a moment. Because that would be a violation of Bittu Malacha, and that we said Hidr and Kima is only when there is no Bittu Malacha. If you are being Mevatal somebody else's time, you're being paid per hour, then you cannot stop to stand up for a Tamar Chacham.
So Sister Zakin says, and there's a shavi pruta with that kima.
That's worth?
That there's actually like shavius to that getting up.
To the standing up. Interesting.
Would say the top tosos here?
Tosos Ria Zakin.
That's Ria Zakin.
Batil Memlachta.
Shavi pruta. Interesting. Wow.
So I guess you're paid like an annual salary. And it's not.
It wouldn't be a big deal, but if a person's paid per second. So then that would be a violation.
Do we finalize at 60 to get up?
Also, there's machlokas, 60 versus 70. That Rizal says 60, others say 70.
Age?
It would age, yeah. What's considered a zakin,
so
yeah.
So it's have to get up for everybody.
And, right. And outside also.
Except their own chef.
So the Gemara says now, Velo, is that not really true? Patan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, Kol Bali Umnos, Om Dimipnehem, that the workers would stand up for them? Now this Mishnah is actually what we spoke about yesterday, the Mishnah Bikurim, that when the people bring the Bikurim, the farmers would bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, everybody would stop what they're doing and stand up, show them honor. V'sholam, v'shlomam, you ask how they're doing, you greet them. V'omrim lahem, achenu anshe makum ploni, ba'acham v'shalom, you welcome them, you greet them. So, and Rabbi Yochanan is medayik from this Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mipnehem omdim, mipnei tamni chachamim, ein omdim. You only stand up. So that's the answer. So again, the question is that initially we say a person working cannot stop what he's doing to stand up. But the Mishnah Bikurim says you do stand up for a person who does bring Bikurim. So you do stop Malacha. So Rabbi Yochanan answers no, only for them, only for the people, the farmers bring Bikurim, but for Tamil Chacham, you're not allowed to. What's the difference? Why would you stand up for a person, a farmer bringing Bikurim, and not for Tamil Chacham? So it explains, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin, Ba'urei, come and see, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. This is the answer we said yesterday. Look how great, how dear a mitzvah is during the time. So the farmers are bringing the mitzvah, they're bringing the mitzvah Bikurim. At that moment, we show them such great honor. She Harei Mipneim Omdim, we stand up for those performing a mitzvah. Mipnei Tamid Chachamim Ein Omdim, but we don't stand for Tamid Chacham. So that was the answer we said yesterday. One of the reasons why Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explained why we stand up for a Chas and a Kala as they're about to perform the mitzvah of Kedushin and Assum, that's this very mitzvah, that's the idea here in the sugya. That's also why they explain, some say that's why we stand for Vayivarch David in Tfilah, because Arizal says you give tzedakah during that point of Vayivarch David, it's written in the art scroll. Why do we stand Vayivarch David? I understand why we stand for Az Yashir, you stand for Shira, you sing. So some explain, I think Rav Yaakov and maybe Rav Soloveitchik explained also, because the people who give tzedakah, you stand up for those people because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Either way, we see that a person is not allowed to stop from his work if it's going to be a loss of money for his boss to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, only for one who's about to perform a mitzvah. So Gemara says, how do you know? Dilma Shani Hasan, maybe the reason why we stand up for the farmers bringing Bikurim is not because of the concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Maybe it's because Hasam Dimkain, Shani Hasam, Dilma Shani Hasam, Dimkain, Ata Machshil Nasu Lavo. The farmers come and nobody acknowledges them. No one shows them respect. They're not going to come the next year. They're insulted. So once you show them honor and they're welcome and they come to shul, they're welcome. They come to the base medrash, they're welcome. They come to the base mikdash, they're welcomed. Then they are going to want to come back the very next year. So to show them honor so they don't mess up next year. Amar Mar, we said yesterday's daf yachol yamod mipanav mipeis akisa mipeis amerchatz. One might think a person should stand for a zakein in a bathhouse, in a bathroom below. So really we don't? You should. We'll see in a second that there's an idea where you should stand up even in a beis akisa, even a beis amerchatz. V'ha Rabbi Chiya hava yosef b'maschusa. You sing in a bathhouse. V'chalaf alzer Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. And as we were sitting, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi passed by. V'lo kam mekame, Rabbi Chiya did not stand up for Rabbi Shimon. V'ikfid, Rabbi Shimon was very insulted. He was upset. V'as amrlai, so he walks over to him, lavua, and says to his father, to Rabbi Shimon, says to his own father, Rabbi, about what Rabbi Chiya didn't do to him. He says to his Rabbi, his father, shnei chumashim shani silav b'sefer tilm. I taught him 2/5 of all sefer tilm. V'lo amar b'fanai, he doesn't stand up in front of me. V'su, moreover, bar kapara, amrlai, others say it was Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, hava yasa be maschusa, he was sitting in a bathhouse. All of Azar Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon again, same individual, walks by. V'lo kam mekame, Rabbi Yossi, who is this again? Rabbi Shmuel didn't stand up for him. The Vikbud, Rabbi Shimon got upset once again. Vasa Amar Lo Lavu, he goes to tell his father again, Rabbi, Shnei Shlishi Shlish Shanisa Lo B'Toras Kohanim. I taught him 2/3 of all of Toras Kohanim, which is the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra. V'lo Amun B'Pana, he doesn't stand up in front of me. So he says, Amar Lo Shema Behen Yashiv Mar. Maybe he was sitting and just pondering. He didn't realize that you're walking by. But we say that was the response of Rabbi to make his son feel better. But still, we see from all of this, time of the Bahen Yoshi Maharir, only because perhaps they were deep in thought. Lav Hachi, had they not been deep in thought, lo, they would have to stand up. They would have to stand up for their Rebbe, Rebbe Yishmael, even though it was in the Beis HaMerchatz. So the Gemara, Rebbe Shimon rather, in front of Rebbe Shimon. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, ha bebasei gavai, ha bebasei barai. In the bathhouse, the Gemara and Shabbos explains to us that there are different rooms, different chambers. So one's in an inner house, one's in an outer house. It's in the inner house where nobody was dressed, so that's where you wouldn't show any kavod. But if it was in the outer chamber where people were still dressed, then one would have to say, would have to stand up and show honor to a zakin or a rebbe. Hachanami mistaver, this is also very sensible to say. Dama Rabba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'chomakom mutar lehayer. So we said before, Rebbe said to his son, Rebbe Shimon, maybe he was deep in thought. How can he be deep in thought? You can't think. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says you can't think about Torah in the bathhouse. How could you think? The only place you're allowed to think is outside. Only in the Beis HaBarai, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us. So just like Rebbe suggested, perhaps he was deep in thought, in learning, it was in the outside house. So too, that's the same place where Rebbe Shimon expected some of the kavod, in the outer house. That's the halacha. Gemara says, not true. Dilma l'onse shiny. Maybe l'onse shiny. What do you mean l'onse shiny? So Rashi explains. Maybe really he was in the Beis HaGavai. Maybe he was in the inner house. So if he was in their inner chamber, how was he thinking? La'on say shiny, Rashi explains, Pamim shu tarud umayin b'shmoasa l'fnei kinisas on l'merchatz, v'akarachach hishkur b'fiv v'libo umayin ba b'beis l'merchatz. Perhaps, right before he entered into the inner chamber, he was thinking in Torah, and then when he got undressed, he went into the inner chamber, but his mind was still racing about what he was thinking before, so he was still deep in thought, he wasn't paying attention. Not that it was really mutter to think about Torah in the inner chamber, but still, sometimes he couldn't help it. The Torah was really overtaking his mind, and he wasn't able to control it. So there is no raya from here at all that it was necessarily in the inner chamber versus the outer chamber, but that seems to be the distinction anyways, that again, in the inner chamber where people are not dressed, one does not show kavod, but in the outer chamber where people are dressed, one should show kavod. That means in the mikveh, people are getting changed in that area. There's only one chamber in the mikveh that we have, so a person should not stand up if a rabbi walks in the base of merchatz, it seems. Okay.
Should he be traveling stam with the rabbi?
It's another thing. Maybe you should run out and get dressed and run out, or just wait. But still, a person doesn't know he's in there, and the Rebbe walks in. So then a person seemingly should not stand up and show any kavod in the mikvah, even in the dressing part. Gemara says, Yachol yatzim einav kimisha l'ra'o. Gemara had a havin to think that perhaps a person could close his eyes and pretend as if he didn't see the zakin walking by. Ask Gemara, atu b'rishay yeskinan? Are we dealing with rishayim, where they're mamish losing out in a mitzvah, they're closing their eyes just so they don't do the mitzvah? That's considered a rasha. So Gemara says, Ela yachol yatzim einav mekame delimintei zman chiyuva. Maybe a person, as he anticipates the zakin walking closer, he can maybe close his eyes and close eyes before the chiyuv gets there. Meaning beforehand, we thought, there's mamish a chiyuv, the zakin's right here, and then I close my eyes, that would be a problem, because I have the chiyuv in front of me and I shut my eyes. But let's say he's not here, he's down the block, I see him coming, maybe I could close my eyes in order to preempt the chiyuv from coming in the first place. And the chiyuv is man chiyuva, and when the chiyuv comes, meaning when he comes into my furam, dal amos, ho lo chazi, I don't see him, so there's no chiyuv unless I see him. The kame. So Gemara says, Tamalomer takam v'yareisa. Karsh Baruch Hu knows what you're thinking. Even in that situation, a person, Rashi explains, Tamalomer v'yareisa, yesh lecha liyare min hayotzer hayodea machshvosecha sha'ata mevakesh tachbulos lihifatim mitzvah. So Karsh Baruch Hu knows your real thoughts. And you shouldn't do that. Even though it seems to be that you would be okay, you can't preempt the chiv, it's still best not to. Gemara quotes a braisa, Tana ezu kima sheish bahidr. What's considered a standing that has hider? Right, the pasuk says connects the words takum v'hadarta. What's a kima that has hider? Haviomer zed dal amos. When a zakin is in my dal amos, that's a kima that indicates I'm doing it for the honor of this individual. Amr Abai says lo amr ela birabo shein muvak. This only refers to a rebbe or a rav who is not your permanent rebbe. Aval birabo muvak, my rebbe, my main rebbe, mali einav. It's even within the distance of my vision. As far as I could see, no matter how many miles it is, I have a chiv to stand up. Abai, michahava chazi le odnei de chamre. When Abai would saw the odnei, we switched the dal and the zayin many times in Aramaic, odnei. When he saw the ear of the chamre, the ear of the donkey of Rav Yosef, Abai was a Talmud of Rav Yosef, da'asa that he saw was coming, hava kaim, he would stand up already when he saw the ear of the donkey turn the corner, even though he hasn't even seen Yosef, Rav Yosef yet. So then Gemara says, Abai have a rochiv chamra. When Abai was riding a donkey, v'kamaske aguda de nahar sagya, and he was passing over a bridge over the river, yosef Rav Mesharsha rabbanan b'idach gisa. He saw Rav Mesharsha with other tamid chachamim sitting on the other side. Lo kamim makame, and he's crossed over the bridge, they did not stand up for him. Amr lehu, so he says to the rabbanan and Rav Mesharsha among them, Vlad Rav Muvakana, are we not your Rebbe? Am I not your Rebbe Muvak that you have to stand up for me? Amr leh, lava daitan, we didn't realize you were coming. I'm so we didn't do this intentionally. We didn't notice. We were engrossed in our learning, perhaps, and thought. We didn't know you were coming. Bein hachanami, they would have stood up the moment they saw the donkey coming. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer minayin l'zakin shalei atriach tamalor zakin v'yareisa. Rabbi Shimon said a person, a zakin, should really avoid at all costs to enter into a crowd of people to make them stand up while they're sitting. So Amar Abai says naktinan, he held, his understanding of Kabbalah was that the makif chai, the person goes around and circumvents the need to cause people to stand up, and the need to receive that honor, he gets a long arichas yamim. Abai Makif, Rabbi Zeir Makif, these two Rabbanim would also take a long route in order to avoid people from standing up for them. Ravina have a Yosef Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah. One time Ravina was sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bidifti, and Chalaf Ahu Gavra Kameh, Velo Mechse Resha, a person passed in front of him and wasn't covering his head. Now, apparently covering the head wasn't only something a person would do in terms of wearing a yarmulke, but it seemed like there was a special Indian of covering your head in front of a Talmud Chacham as well. So the response was, Amar Kama Chotzev HaGavra, how chutzpahdik is this individual that he's not covering his head in front of us Rabbanim, he should cover the head? Amar Lei, so the response was, Rabbi Yirmiyah responded back to Ravina, Dilma Mimasam Achshia Niyu, maybe comes from this city, Degasi Be Rabbanim, he's so used to it, the place was filled with Tamidei Chachamim, he's so used to having tzaddikim among him, he doesn't get really fazed by this, he's so used, so normal to him, to have to place a yarmulke or head covering wasn't something he needed to do, it was so comfortable, he was so routine for him.
Ravashi's hometown.
Ravashi wasn't one of the players in here, though, was he?
Uh-huh. Ravina Ravashi were contemporaries.
Uh-huh.
And Ravashi, I think that Ravachas is, he gave the Kala, Shir, and Masim Chasim.
Uh-huh. Always goes back to Masechus Brachos. Isi Ben Yehuda, Omer, Mibnei Seva, talking about Filo, called Seva B'mashma. Isi Ben Yehuda Paskin, that a person has to stand for any older individual, even if he's a guy, even if he's an Am Haaretz. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kisi Ben Yehuda. That's how he paskin. So Rabbi Yochanan Hava Koy Mekame Savi Deramai. He would stand up for Goyim. Amar Kama Harifduk Adu Elayu Dehani. How many Harfakti Rashi explains is Mikros Vitzaros. How much experience has he had? Life experience has he had? Viro Nisim Harbe Mofsmi. He saw so many miracles in his lifetime. Adu Lashon of Edis that he testified. Rashi says Avrulim that he experienced. Sefer Chinuch explains the reason why we stand for an older person is because of his life experience. And he's also a Zakin, a Chachma as well. The Chachma that he has learned is not Chachma necessarily in the Sefer, by learning that his Chachma in wisdom and just experiencing a life and history. That's why we stand up. That seems to be the indication of the Gemara here as well. So Gemara says, Rava makem lokai, hither avilu. Rava wouldn't stand up for a non-Jewish zakein, but he would show a certain level of hither to him. Amar avilu. Abai yav diado lesaba. Abai would extend his hand and help perhaps across the street or something to a non-Jewish zakein. Rava meshader shluche. Rava wouldn't go himself, but he'd send one of his messengers to go help the Zakin, Rav Nachman Mishader Guzai, he would send the Guzai. Rashi says Sarisim, one of his assistants also, he would send always to assist the Zakin Nachri. So he said, but why wouldn't he go himself? So Amar, he says, E Lav Torah, Kama Nachman Bar Abba, Ika Beshuka. Had there not been the Torah, how many Nachman Bar Abbas are there in the Shuk? Meaning, I'm a regular guy, had I not had Torah. But now that I have learned Torah, that I'm a big Talmud Chacham, so I can't go ahead and start serving people. That's the Gemara in Pesachim, right?
Yeah.
So we have the same idea here by Nachman as well. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rebbe.
It says, Umala Hayoma da Havaka Garam over there. Right? Here says, Ilav Torah, and there
right.
It says, Umala Hayoma da
Havaka Garam. Right, by
Man
Torah,
yeah, referring to the Sistar Torah is a little different.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, Amar Rebbe Aibo, Amar Rebbe Yanai. Going on to Lama Gimel Mebeis now. Ein Talmud Chacham Rashai La'amon Mibnei Rabo El Shachas V'Arvis Kedei Shlo Yeh Kvodo Merubo Mechavod Shemaim. A Talmud Chacham, I'm not sure why anybody else, but Talmud Chacham is not allowed to stand more than two times a day for his Rebbe, so it wouldn't be greater kavod to your Rebbe than it is to Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Shema twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, that's the kavod we show Hashem. So you shouldn't show your Rebbe more than two times a day. It's brought down in the Halacha and the Ramah.
This says that those that live in the house of the Rebbe.
Uh huh.
Because the Mistamah got up Shachar Arvus, the rest of the Chachamim have to get up every
day. So Ramah is based on this Tosas, right? Look at that. Let's learn this Tosas together. Tosas writes top. Tosas ain tam nechacham rashai la'amar b'nei rabo el b'shachar v'arvus. Tema lo mikbad rav el shema kamu mipanav. Lama Rava Ikpale. Why is Rava upset earlier when someone didn't stand for him? Shema kamu mipanav shachris varvis. Maybe they already stood for him once, twice already. Lava Daitan. Maybe he didn't really pay attention. He didn't notice that people stood up for him. When a person Oftentimes when a Rav walks through and people are standing up, they close their eyes, they look down, they don't want to see people showing them honor. So maybe Rav didn't realize that they already stood up. So why do you assume that they didn't stand up already two times? Seems to indicate that every time a Rebbe passes by, you have to stand up more than two times. V'nir l'farish, Tosus explains, the dinze enu noeg ele ba'osim hadarim bebeis harav, the mistama amdu shachas of arvis. The lacha of standing up only two times is only when you're living in the house of your Rebbe. Aval tamidim acherim, others who don't live with the Rebbe, chayavim la'amod afilu mea pa'amim, even 100 times, as many times as it takes, as many times as he passes by, chayavim la'amod afilu mea pa'amim biyom shema yira acher v'yachshadam, because someone else might see him and see the Talmud not standing up for his Rebbe and say, wait a second, the guy's not showing any kavod? He didn't know. The other guy didn't know he stood up for him two times earlier. V'afil osam shadar b'bayis harav, b'beis harav, even those who are living in the house, nami imabo panim chadashos, tzrichim la'amod. If somebody else walks into the house and sees the Rebbe walk by and the Talmud who lives here doesn't stand up, that's a tremendous chashad we're concerned with. So therefore, the Tosus writes, and the Ramah paskins this lahalacha, that even though we say only two times a day, if it's a concern of chashad, you should stand up multiple times, as many times as the Rebbe passes by. Very good. The interesting, the Mechaber doesn't bring this down to halacha, the din of two times limit. It sounds like the Mechaber, the Sfarim, always have to stand up, even the bias, more than two times, every time the Rebbe walks by. That's pashtus of the Mechaber.
Good exercise.
Good exercise, yeah. Better exercise than that. Maisi Vedigmar asks a question. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, maybe not in the Zaken Shaliyat Shriach. How do you know that a Zaken shouldn't be Matriach and walk through the crowds of people? Tamalomer, Zaken Vyaresa. He should have fear. He should have some level of common sense, some sensitivity. Vi Amris Shachris V'Aris Bavad, Amailo Natriach, Chiyuvo. If it's an obligation twice a day, so what's the tircha? There's an obligation of a Talmud, of a younger person showing kavod to a zaken. So why not have them go through? They accomplish it two times, and then that's it. And they can come in the crowd as many times as they want because people won't do it more than two times. What type of tircha is that? So elalav kuyama must be that there's a chiyuv constantly all day long. There's a chiyuv to stand up for a zaken as he walks by. Why says lo liolam shachas arvis bavad? Even though there's only an obligation twice a day, even though it's not such a tircha, two times is not so hard. Still, the zaken should try his best to avoid any amount of tircha, and try to avoid passing by completely. Amar Rebbe Lazar, kol tamnu chacham shein omin b'pnei rabo nikra rasha. A tamnu chacham who doesn't stand for his rebbe is not called a rasha. I'm just wondering why we keep saying Talmud Chacham and Rebbe. You know, let's say a person's not a Talmud Chacham. He just starts learning. So, is he not obligated to stand up? Right, a Talmud, he's just learning. He hasn't reached the point of Talmud Chacham. So, does he not have a Rebbe yet? Or do you only have a Rebbe if you become a Talmud Chacham? But if you're not a Talmud Chacham yet, he's not your Rebbe. Because a Rebbe is someone who taught you most of the Torah. So, a guy goes to first grade, he's Aleph Beis. Is that not considered his Rebbe? Because a first grader is not considered a Talmud Chacham yet.
So well, I'm just assume a Talmud Chacham is more learned in the halachas, so he has to know those.
So he has to know those halachas.
Someone that's ready might have learned it if he's not a Talmud Chacham, so he can't maybe like put that on him.
So what would the obligation be for a regular Talmud?
He should.
He just doesn't know. We don't expect him to know the halachas, so we're not addressing him. Unless you want to say any person who's a Talmud, by definition, is a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham in this context doesn't mean that he's actually learned, as we typically use the word Talmud Chacham. But once you become a Talmud to Rebbe, we give you the title, the status of being a Talmud Chacham. I don't know.
Halachic status.
Yeah, halachic status of Talmud Chacham. I don't know. Okay. Okay, Gemara says again, so again, kol Talmud Chacham, shein omen mipnei rabo, nikar rasha. Veino marech yomim, he also doesn't get long years. The Talmud Mishtachich, he's also going to forget all his learning. Shenemar, the Pasuk tells us, Pasuk appears in Koelos, V'tov, good, lo yel Rasha, that you're not a Rasha, lo yarech yomim, and you won't have long days, kitzel asheinenu yarei milfnei elokim, because you did not fear Hashem. So, morezua in yodeya, mahu, where it talks about fear, we go, is this part of the same drasha now? Right, so more, the Pasuk says, more, I don't know what more means, inu yodeya mahu, Kishuhu Omer V'yareisa Me'elokecha. You should fear Hashem. The pasuk of the Bnei Seva Tokim V'Avdarta Bnei Zakin V'yareisa Me'elokecha. Hare Mora Zukima. It's talking about standing up. So that's the type of fear this pasuk is referring to. If a person doesn't stand up for his Rebbe, so then he's a Rasha. He doesn't have Riches Yamim. But how do we see from here about forgetting all the Torah? Where is that Rashi? Rashi says V'tov Lo Yele Rasha, all the way towards the top here. Ein Tov Ela Torah. Shenemar ki lekach tov, so he's not going to have tov, he's not going to have Torah. Alma Tamuda Mishakech, he's going to forget all his Torah. Fine. That's the idea. Gemara now says, Ve'ema, maybe it means...
Other people won't be mechavet him because he's going to forget his Torah.
Aha. Awesome. So in order to get him to have no kavod from others, we're going to cause him to lose the Torah, forget the Torah, and that will then in turn not give him the Torah that he should deserve. Okay. Mara says, how do you know that the word, when it says here in the Pasuk, Yarei, it refers to Mora of Kima, standing for Rebbe? Maybe it refers to Ve'ema, Maras Ribis, Maras Mishkalos. It says the word Yira there as well. When a person is doing Ribis, it says Yareisa. It talks about playing with the different weights of scales. It also says Yareisa. Maybe that's what it's referring to. And nothing to do with Mipnei Seva Dakum. Where it says, Rebbe Elazar, Panai, Panai Gamar. It says in the Pasuk here, Pinei Milfinei. And it says, Pnei Zaken. So we have a Gezer Shava, Pnei Seva Dakin, rather. The Gezer Shava really tells us that this Pasuk in Koelos is referring to standing up for a Zaken, or a Rebbe. Gemara asks, Barilu, Beno, Behu, Rabo, Mahu. Let's say it's your son, and your son is actually your Rebbe. I actually saw this, I was in a Chabad in Hallandale. So the rules are, right, the initial Rav, the senior Rav, had lost his wife a number of years ago, so he wasn't able to serve anymore. As the Rav since he was single. That was the rules they had. So his son then took over the position of being their Rav now. So now the Rav, younger than is the Rebbe, the Rav of the Shul, and his father is simply a congregant. He's also helps out, obviously, because he's a congregant. So the son gives a drasha. So now does the father have to stand up for his son, who's now his Rebbe? That's the Shaila. Beno v'hu rabo mahu lamo ripnei aviv. The other way around, actually, does the son now have to stand up for his father? The son's the Rebbe now. Does the son have to stand up for his father?
Anyhow.
What?
Not even it's a Rebbe. It's time to keep it away.
Well, no, generally he has to, but now since he's the Rebbe, Rebbe doesn't stand up for a Talmud. So does Rebbe have to stand up for his father? Which one is going to be?
Does the position determine that? That's not.
No, not position. It means a Rebbe, a guy who really teaches his father most of his Torah. That's what it really means. I was just giving that type of example,
okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
But no, the truth is a Rav of a shul, so a person should stand up just for that position alone.
Right.
But
well, he was the ex.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
The Rabbi Emeritus.
Exactly. So Gemara says Tashma. Damar le Shmuel le Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinina. Again, we saw this the other day that he referred to Rav Yehuda. We have this throughout Shas. He's called the sharp one. Kum mekame avucha. You should stand in front of your Rebbe. Even though apparently Rav Yehuda's father was Rav Yehuda's Talmud as well, he told Rav Yehuda to stand for your own father, even though he's your Talmud. So Gemara says, Shiny Rav Yecheska. Rav Yecheska was Rav Yehuda's father. Deba Maisim Hava. Rav Yecheska wasn't just a Stam Yid. He was a person who did tremendous amount of chesed, Maisim Tovim, so that he deserves on his own right. We see from here also, by the way, there's an Indian to stand up, not only for a person who's a Talmud Chacham, but a person who also does tremendous amount of chesed, one should stand up as well. Unless you say it's only when it's your father who's a Baal Ma'isim Tovim. If it's Stam a guy who's a Baal Ma'isim Tovim, maybe that alone won't warrant someone to stand up for you. I'm not sure, I wonder what the post can say. But we do see such a concept that there being a status of being a Baal Ma'isim. So here we see Mar Shmuel, who is not his son, who is stood up for Rabbi Chezkel simply because he's a Baal Maisim. So that is a raya, that if a person is a big Baal Maisim, you should show him kavod. So Elamai Kamerle, so what was he telling him then? Hachi Kamerle. He says, Zimnan Dasi Macharei Kumat Mekame Velo Teichosh Likara Didi. Sometimes he's going to come from behind me, and you should stand up for him, and don't be concerned with my own honor. What's the case there? Shmuel saying this. Sometimes Rabbi Yehuda was learning in front of Shmuel during a shir, and then Rabbi Yecheskel would come from behind Shmuel, and Shmuel wouldn't see him, and then Rabbi Yehuda should stand up in the middle of a shir, in the middle of drasha, he should stand up even though Shmuel didn't know what was going on, even though it seems to be disrespectful, you should still stand up for your father, Rabbi Yecheskel, as he's walking from behind me. That seems to be the case that's going on here. The Gemara asks now, Ibailu, Beno v'hu rabo, Mao shiamud aviv mipanov. Now the other way, should the father stand for the son serves as his Rebbe.
There's a whole Indian here. Rabbi Yehuda Yashav Mol Shmuel Rabo Panim El Panim. Vekeshevar Rabbi Yecheskel Miachorav Miachorei Shmuel.
Right.
Nimtza Shebeno Rau Aval Shmuel Eino Rau.
But that's what he said, right?
Right. No, but Veinei Alecha He שאין חולקים כבוד לתלמיד במקום הרב, אלא במקום שאף הרב עצמו חולק כבוד לאותו תלמיד. Meaning the whole issue is that if his rab wasn't doing it, he's not allowed to do it either. I think that was the whole issue.
Okay, so now the Gemara wants to know, does a father have to stand up for his son, who's his Rebbe? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Damar Rabbi Yishu ben Levi, Ani, Eini kedai lamon b'nei b'ni, I am not worthy of standing in front of my son. El Mishum kavod beis nasi, only because he serves as in the house of the nasi. So who's Rabbi Yishu ben Levi's son? Does it say who he was? Didn't say who it was, but either way, his son was married to the family of the Nasi. So that's the only reason why he stood for his own son. Taima da ana rabbi, only because I'm his rabbi, so I don't stand for my own son. Ha'iyu rabbi, kamim makame, but had my son been my rabbi also, I would have stood for him. Skor says, no hachi kamar. Ani eini kedai lamo b'pnei b'ni vafilhu rabbi, even if he was my rabbi, da ana avu, because I'm his father. Father does not have to stand for his son, even if the son's the rabbi. But if the son is part of the family of the Nasi, then one would have to stand for a son. But if he's just Stam a Rebbe, that one would not have to stand for him. If a person's riding a horse, riding a donkey, is that considered as if he's walking or not? And when a Rebbe's walking, a person has to stand up for his Rebbe. So let's say the Rebbe's walking on the horse, riding the horse, so the donkey would one have to stand up. One could bring a ride from the previous page we saw before earlier when they would see the ear of the donkey of Rav Yosef, they would already stand up for him. So, but the Gemara does not bring a ride from there. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye says, Toshma, Tame Yosef Tachas Ilan.
That was his Rav Mofak, though. It could be by Rav Sheina Mofak that it would be different.
Okay. Fine. Okay, the Gemara says, now quotes a Braisa Mishnah. Let's say below the tree, there's a concept of ohel. When it comes to tumah, if a person's under the same roof as someone who's tameh, the tar person walks below that ohel in that same room as a mace, let's say, that tar person becomes tameh through tumas ohel. So let's say there's a tameh person sitting below the tree, below the branches. The tar omed, and then the tar person walks and stands there, tameh. Let's say the tameh person is omed tachas ilan, the tameh guy is standing below the tar yoshev, and the tar guy is sitting, so then the tar guy sitting is actually going to be considered tahor. So, it's true, right, unclear, there's a whole Rashi about that. We're not going to focus on the yeshiva and the amida right now. Bim yashiv atameh atar atameh, if the tameh guy is sitting, then the tar guy is tameh. V'chein be'evim munugas, so too with the evim munugas referring to the halachas of the, excuse me, Negaim on the house. Amr of Nachman Bar Cohen, Zos Ameris, has come to tell us, Rachav Kamahalach Damish Mamina. So it's referring to, really, Rashi explains that the guy's sitting, not sitting down, he's sitting on a horse as it's going by. That's what means Yoshev. He's sitting on the horse. So halacha is that if he's sitting on the horse, then the halacha is he becomes Tameh, because riding a horse is considered as if you're walking, and that's how you pass. And again, we don't have time to go through, there's a lot of Rashi's to go through. We are running out of time. So, but either way, that's the halacha. Rochav k'mahalach dami shmamina. Gemara now says, Ibar lu ma'u lamon mipnei sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is walking by, or being carried by. Is there a din of standing for that sefer Torah? Rabbi Chelkia, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Elazar, Amru, they both say, kavachomer, mipnei lomde omdim, mipnei halo kol shikim. The ones who are learning at the time of the chachamim, you have to stand for them. So certainly the Torah itself, the source of all this, certainly one would have to stand up for the sefer Torah. Rabbi Eli, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Havi Yasvi, Chalif Azi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abi, they were one sitting down, and Rabbi Shimon passed by, Bekamim Bekamim, they both stood for Rabbi Shimon. Amar Lehu, Rabbi Shimon says to them, Chada Dasim Mechachimi, Vanechaver. First of all, you shouldn't be standing because you guys are Chachamim, I'm just a regular guy. I guess you're equal, maybe. Vod, Klum Torah, Omedes Mipnei Lomdeh. Does a Torah stand for those who are learning it? I mean, you guys are walking Sifrei Torah. I'm just a guy who learns this. You would stand for me? So Savrala, Rabbi Elazar, Dama Rabbi Elazar, Ein Tam Chacham Rashai Lamud Bevdei Rabo B'Shah Shosik B'Torah. So he held like this din that Tam Chacham is not allowed to stand for his Rebbe while they're learning Torah. I mean, you can't stop learning in order to stand up. So you see, many times if you've been to many yeshivas, so people are learning, the Rosh Yeshiva walks in, everybody stops learning and gets up for like 30 seconds, 2 minutes till the Rosh Yeshiva gets to the seat. The din is that a person shouldn't stop learning in order to stand up for the Rebbe. So the Gemara says, "Lie to La Baye." So Baye had cursed who?
The statement of Rabbi Elazar.
He was against the statement that a person really should stop learning in order to show kavod to the Rebbe. Let's go a few more lines to the bottom of the two dots here. Habitu achrei Moshe ad bo ha'ola. So Klai Yisrael were standing at Moshe Rabbeinu until he got to the ohel. So what was going on? What were they staring at? So Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Yitzchak, Nafcha, Chadamar, Leganai, Chadamar, Leshvach. One says they were standing at him as a Ganai, and Rashi doesn't explain what this is, what the Ganai was, but the Masifta explains down here, they were making fun of Moshe Rabbeinu apparently, how fat and large he was, how our leader was taking all our money, all our food and eating. That's what they're staring at. And one says, Chadamar Leshvach, that it was Leshvach in praising Klai Yisrael, meaning what? Mandamar Leganai, the one who says Leganai Kadisa, like I just said. Mandamar Leshvach, the others that were saying, they were staring at Moshe Rabbeinu, Leshvach means, where is Rashi saying anything here? Oh yeah, you see, Rashi does say the fatness of his legs and his neck. One that says Leshvach, so I think it means in terms of they were standing, they're waiting for him to get to his ohel before they sat down. So the Gemara says, Amar li Rabbi Chanina, Bered Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Avadimai, B'dimin Chifa, Chacham over Omer Lefanov, Dal Amos, V'chevin Shavar Dal Amos, Yoshef. When a Tamar Chacham passes by, you should stand for the Dal Amos. But once he exits your Dal Amos, then you're able to sit down. Abestin over Omer Lefanov, Moli Oin Einov, if an Abezin walks by, you're supposed to stand up until you can no longer see him. V'chevin Shavar Dal Amos, Yoshef. But that's when he starts coming towards you. But once he leaves, means on the way out from exiting your presence, then you could already sit down after he leaves Dal Amos. But a Nasi, the president, over Omen Milfanov Mila Einov, Veina Yoshev Ad Shiyashabim Koma. But when a Nasi walks in front of you, when you start seeing him, you stand and you cannot sit until he gets to his seat. Shinemar, as the Pasuk tells us, Vibitu Achri Moshe, they stood, they really stared, but they also stood at Moshe Benu Ad Bo Haleha, until he got to his tent and sat down. That was the Shvach of Klai Yisrael. Kimitz Hashem will start tomorrow, the Yonav of Mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama. Good topic.